What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Knew It, Russia and Iran Are In On It As Well. So, as you guys know, we are replicating RT, which stands for Russia Today on MGTOW TV. And there was a video that they posted the other day on MGTOW TV. I'm gonna see if I can boost it today. Where they said that the Iranians and the Saudis and the Israelis are gonna now be best friends forever. Even though the Saudis and the Iranians hated each other for 50 years, the Iranians and the Israelis are sworn enemies. And now all of a sudden they're gonna be best friends. Alright, guys. My first inkling that the Iranians and the Russians were in on this scam was when I saw a video of Putin enthusiastically going up to that murderer Netanyahu and shaking his hands while Netanyahu was sitting down. Now, here's the thing you guys need to understand about Middle Eastern culture, okay? If you're sitting down and I am standing up and I go shake hands with you, it's disrespectful if you stay down without the act of, like, you're gonna stand up. Okay, so let me tell you how it works, okay? Let's say you're sitting down and I'm gonna go shake your hands. I'm walking to you. I'm obviously standing up, and I'm gonna go shake your hands, right? So when I come to you, when I walk to you while you're sitting down, what you do is that you act as if you're about to get up, and I go like this, which means, you know, sit down, stay seated, okay? This is a polite way of saving face, where you act like you're gonna stand up, and then I tell you, you know, sit, you know, it's okay, sit down, you know. It's kind of like when somebody says, all right, can I help with anything else? And you'd be like, no, thanks, have a good day, you know, right? So, Netanyahu didn't even bother getting up. So this is, to me, proof that Netanyahu is fully in charge when it comes to the relationship between him and Putin. The second thing that gave it away for Iran was when the Ayatollah was wearing the mask, talking about Scamarona and how he's gonna lock down the country. Even the Taliban didn't lock down their countries, and the Taliban didn't wear a mask, you know. I think the Taliban might have worn a mask just, you know, to please, you know, the Chinese they were meeting with, but the Taliban, they don't care about Scamarona, they don't wear the mask, they don't do lockdowns or any of that mumbo-jumbo. The Iranians did, the Russians did, and to me that was like, hey man, these guys might be in on it. Now, when the video came out on RT a couple of days ago, supposedly what happened is that the Chinese premier flew to Saudi Arabia. He sat down with the Saudis and the Iranians, and he's like, yo man, can you two shake hands, become friends? And they're like, okay. So now all of a sudden, you know, the Iranians and the Saudis are becoming BFFs because the Chinese guy met with them. Bullshit. And now the leader of Mossad is saying, you know what, we're just gonna deal directly with the Iranian government, you know, square away our differences. It's like, you guys been murdering Iranians by the hundreds, and now all of a sudden you're gonna become BFF with the Iranians? Come on, man. So, sadly and unfortunately, guys, the BRIC nations are in on it. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. You guys have to understand, America has the Five Eyes. The Five Eyes are America, Canada, UK, New Zealand, and Australia. Those are five countries that keep tabs on the world for the American Empire. Well, the BRICS are the same thing. However, you guys need to understand, the BRIC nations are going to be under the command of the New World Order. Who is going to run the New World Order? The Jews, okay? So pretty much all the New World Order is that the American Empire will go away, and we're going to go into Pax Judaica, where the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, will reign supreme. Okay, this is what Sheikh Imran Hussein has been saying for decades, by the way. So pretty much you got the Jews running the show, and then you got the BRIC nations pretty much being their five eyes. Brazil in Latin America doing their bidding, China and India doing their bidding in the Asian continent, South Africa and Africa doing their bidding, and of course Saudi Arabia is joining in on it, and Iran. So pretty much, you know, the whole world is going to fall under the command of the New World Order, led by the Antichrist or the Dajjal, and Iran and Russia are in on it. Now, what's going to happen for the US, guys, is that the US will become irrelevant, meaning that we're no longer going to be the world police. Now, as you guys may or may not know, the US government officially is going to release the Fedcoin in July. Central bank digital currency is coming in July, okay? So, you guys out there, you all need to understand, it's go time. This is not a drill. You need to live overseas. This is not a drill. Don't go to Russia, don't go to Brazil, don't go to China, okay? Because that's where, you know, the countries that are most friendly to Satan will be. Now, America will fall in disarray. Now, they're saying they're gonna arrest Trump because, you know, he paid hush money and he didn't file the proper legal tax work. Andrew Tate supposedly is going to be released on behalf of the Dubai people. Guys, you need to understand, man, it's over for Western civilization. This is all one big Hollywood production. Whether it's a Ukrainian war, it's Zelensky, it's Saudi Arabia, it's Iran, all these world leaders, they're all in on it, guys, okay? So under the New World Order with the BRIC nations, we're going to be living in tyranny. You guys need to understand, China is the gold standard, okay? Ultimately, the world is going to be like China. Central bank, digital currency, social credit, you can't leave the country without permission. Canada is already going in that direction. In fact, the Canadian Prime Minister, Skippy Trudeau, said, hey, I'm praising China. China really is a world model for all of us. All right, so what's going to happen is going to happen, guys. You and I have no power over what's going to happen, okay? We have power over our own destiny. So you guys out there watching this video, you need to go live overseas, and you need to go to countries that are not in on this scam train of living under the New World Order. Maybe Mexico, maybe Colombia, maybe someplace in Latin America, up in the mountains, in the Andes. Whatever the case is, guys, you need to understand, the U.S. will become irrelevant. The U.S. will collapse. The U.S. will have all sorts of civil wars. All sorts of bad things will happen. At this point, guys, forget the U.S., okay? The U.S. will collapse. I know a lot of people out there are afraid of leaving America. What if I leave America and I can't come back to America, or I come back to America, they say, yo man, you're like a terrorist. Guys, it's over. It's just like it's over for guys when it comes to women, it's over for good men and tyrannical governments. You cannot be afraid of these governments. You cannot try to make it work in these governments. You need to get the hell out. Now, where are you going to go? I still think Afghanistan is the best place to be. Guys, all you need, and this is what Islam told us, you just need to take your community, go live high up in the mountains where it rains, away from it all, okay? I know a lot of you guys have been talking about Alaska, shit like that. Guys, you can't be here in America. Even if you live in a remote areas in America, they'll still come after you guys. Don't get it twisted. America will still come after you, even if you are living off-grid. You know, I believe there was an old man in Maine who was living literally off the grid, and then they arrested him saying, no, you have to be part of the system. It's like, why? I'm living off of grid. I'm not bothering anybody. But the government is like, no, you have to be part of the system. You cannot live off-grid, even though you're not bothering anybody, okay? So living here in America is not an option, okay? Alaska is not an option, you know? They got fucking grizzly bears up there. It gets too cold, okay? You need to be part of a community. Now, Islam tells us you need to be with the Taliban, okay? The Taliban in Islam means students of God, okay? The word Talmid Chacham in Hebrew means students of the wise. Obviously, the wise is God. If you don't believe me when I tell you what Talmid Chacham means, ask Halsey. Again, you need to be with students of God. This is where you need to be. You can't be in New York, you can't be in Vegas. You need to be with pious people. I don't care if they're Christian, I don't care if they're Muslim, I don't care if they're Jews. You just have to be out of the big cities, and you have to be in a general country where they're not on board with global homo. Okay, guys? So I don't care what you do, you need your plan to be out of America. Trying to live in America off-grid is not going to work. You guys need to understand, a lot of bad things are going to happen here in America. And quite frankly, guys, not only do you not want to be here when God decides to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization, also at the same time, guys, you need to think about yourself. It's like, do I want to be a loner, you know, like living off-grid, hiding from the police, you know, watching out for grizzly bears and snakes? Come on, man. You don't want to be in that type of situation, man. You would rather be in a community with like-minded people, you know. This is one of the reasons why I'm looking at Latin America, guys, okay? If I can afford to go to Afghanistan, I will. Just to check it out, see what's going on over there. You guys have to understand, Western civilization will fall, okay? There is no coming back. There is no take our country back. Western civilization will be destroyed. You guys have to understand, God has destroyed many nations before us, okay? Did Pharaoh's Egypt come back? Nope. You know, America is not going to come back, okay? What will supersede America? Will it be better? Or will we still have planes? Will we still have automobiles? Will we still have internet? Hey, man, if a nuclear bombs go flying, you know, like TFM said, America isn't going to go down. America isn't going to give up. You know, America isn't going to say, all right, man, my time under the sun is over. You know, the Chinese now lead the world. America is not going to go down. It's kind of like, you know, AMS, you know, AMS, yo, 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 homie, yo. You know, AMS had his time under the sun. Now other grifters like Hamza, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, Ali Dawah. Those are the guys who are the new IT guys. And now AMS, you know, he's been active on Instagram. He never was really active on Instagram before. He's releasing videos. See, guys, even though you made the deal with the devil that, hey, you have only a limited time and then you're going to go out, really, nobody wants to go out. Nobody wants to fade out into oblivion and see other people, other countries take their place. Do I think America is going to go quietly and say, all right, let China become the world leader? I don't think so. Once a nuclear missile goes off, it's GG, guys. It's game over for all of us. And for those of you who don't know, GG stands for good game, which is a nice way of saying game over. So again, guys, you need to be in countries that are not part of global HOMO, countries that are away from it all. Again, Latin America, depending where you go in Latin America, maybe go to Uruguay. I heard Uruguay is like the safest Latin American country out there. Whatever the case is, guys, you need to be high up in the mountains where it rains, with a pious community away from it all. Furthermore, Islam tells us that a big army from present-day Afghanistan will liberate the world from the remnants of the Antichrist, you know? So, yes, the Antichrist will come into this world, okay? And by the time the Antichrist comes into this world, again, I don't know how bad it will be. Will it be Mad Max? What will it be? I don't know. Will people be killing one another? Will people be blowing up on one another? You know, will we, you know, I'm on I-95 right now, guys. I mean, will we be living in a world right now where it's total, where it's fucking radiation, people dying, no access to medicine, no hospitals? I mean, are we gonna go back 500 years? I don't know, guys, you know. You guys have to keep in mind, man, if one thing goes off, you have no idea what will happen if just one nuclear bomb goes off. I mean, think about it, you know. I-95 pretty much goes from Miami all the way up to New York. You know, what happens if I-95 goes out, right? You know, how are you gonna avoid leaving a place, you know? You think the Russians don't know about I-95? You know, you think the Chinese don't know about I-95? Listen, man, if you want to cripple America, strategically take out I-95, take out water plants, take out power plants. You know, the stuff that America did to, like, Iraq. Guys, I am telling you right now, man, all the bad shit America has done overseas, whether it's Iraq, Vietnam, even Germany, all the bad shit America has done, eventually it will catch up with us, but it will be multiple times worse, you know? Karma comes back three times worse. That's just how it is, guys, okay? So, again, I'm not God. I don't know how bad it will be. It might be really bad, or it might be somewhat of a hard collapse. I don't know if it's going to be Mad Max. I don't know if it's going to be nuclear bombs. I don't know if it's going to be something where... I just want to make sure that I'll be able to survive and survive okay and maybe even thrive. That's really my goal out there right now. So being here in America, guys, just isn't worth it for me anymore. And again, with Fitcoin being officially launched in July, you don't know what the government can do, man. Maybe the government is going to say, hey, man, all the dollar bills you have, yeah, it's null and void. You can't have dollar bills. If you do have dollar bills, we're going to throw you in jail, you know? The U.S. government was throwing people in jail back in the 1930s for owning gold, you know? And, you know, the U.S. government doesn't even have to throw you in jail. You know, if the U.S. government said, hey, the dollar is no longer backed by the U.S. government, what are you guys going to do, you know? Think about it, right? I actually have a dollar bill here. All right, I got it. Guys, If the US government says these dollar bills, they no longer have value, you could have a trillion of them. It means absolutely, positively, without a doubt, nothing. You know, you might be able to use it as toilet paper. I don't know if you want to use it as toilet paper, to be honest with you. Hey, maybe you can use it to burn a, you know, to get a fire going, right? But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys out there is that I am very, very not optimistic. I don't, you know, that's a bad thing. I am very much inclined to believe that the US government will make cash money like this obsolete. And they're gonna say, hey man, this is for your own good, you know. That way you don't get scamorona by touching the money. Remember guys, during the height of scamorona, they're like, let's get rid of cash money so people don't get, you know, diseases touching touching dollar bills, okay? It will happen. Dollar bills will become obsolete literally overnight, and the second they bring in the digital currency, guys, it's fucking over. So you guys out there, you really need to escape. And if you escape America, have it in the back of your mind that, hey, I may never go back to America again. I may never, at least not for a very long time, you know. How long will this period last? Will it last for 7 years? You guys need to understand, we are in 2023, right? 2030 is when they expect a new world order to happen. Of course, it's going to be led by the Antichrist. So from now until 2030, how bad will things get? So you guys out there, I've been saying it all for the past year or more now, but now it's go time, guys. You need to have that plan where you can say that I'm out. That's it. I'm out. I'm never coming back to America, and I'm okay with it. This is where you guys need to be, okay? This is what I'm working for right now. So anyway, guys, the point of this video is Russia, Iran, they're in on it. And the thing you guys need to understand about any government out there, as long as they're living the good life, they don't give a flying fuck about you. All right, guys, that's my video for the day. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.